Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is Station. We're ready for the event. It's fantastic to talk to you today. Great to be with you in Florida.
Thank you, Chris.
Students in Dr. Heidi Hatfield Edwards' Writing About Science course had an out-of-world experience. As part of this graduate-level communication course, the class teamed up with Todd Halverson, senior aerospace reporter for Florida Today, to participate in a national news media project on how spaceflight affects the human body. Students conducted an interview with U.S. Navy commander and astronaut Chris Cassidy while he was in orbit on the International Space Station.
Hi, my name is William Grimaldi, and my question is, with those exercises, have you had any breathing challenges?
No, not really. The only breathing challenge is from exercising really, really hard. And we have a treadmill that works just like the treadmill there on Earth, and we can vary the speed and all, but also vary the load that we put on the system. Up here we can do less or equal, and then we also have a bicycle called a Cevis, and that is a really, really challenging device to use. I find on 30 minutes on our onboard bicycle, my heart rate is really high, and that's the only time I have a hard time breathing is when my heart rate gets to its maximum level, and I enjoy it because I can feel that I'm staying healthy while I'm doing it.
Studies show that supplements aid in blocking radiation absorption. Do you have such a regime?
Well, my answer is kind of boring. I really just take a multivitamin type of thing and then vitamin D. That's all my vitamin regime really is. We, in our sleeping quarters, we have some panels that will help mitigate the effects of radiation.
Does being in space have the same effects as cabin fever in terms of psychological stress?
Well, that's an interesting thought. I think that if you're here for a really long time with no goal, no end in mind, then you could really be cautious about cabin fever type of stress. Up here, what we're doing, I haven't had a hint of that. We're busy every day. I feel like we're accomplishing great science.
What kinds of tests do you go through while in space? What are you monitoring about yourself health-wise and why?
Pre-flight, we sign up for a particular suite of experiments, and each person's different. For me, I'm part of an experiment that I eat a certain ratio of potassium to protein meals.
Hi, Chris. My name is Jennifer Nesmith, and my question is, what's the best thing about being aboard the ISS, and what's the worst thing?
Hard to say a worst thing. The best thing, I think, is just like in life, it's not the fun things that you do, it's who you experience those things with. And up here, I'm sharing these special times with my crew members, with Pavel and Sasha and the Soyuz ride, and with Chris and Tom and Roman. The times that we have had will be memories that I'll have forever.
Our class experienced what it was like to be in NASA's press room and to conduct a live interview with an astronaut aboard the ISS. We shared our experiences with the community using Twitter and Facebook. On behalf of the entire class, we'd like to thank Commander Cassidy for his participation in our project. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience to interview an astronaut on the International Space Station and to gain behind-the-scenes access at Kennedy Space Center. It's an amazing opportunity that I will never forget.
For more information, like us on Facebook at FT3@FIT. Also, follow us on Twitter, #SpaceHealth.
To see the complete video of the student's interview with Chris Cassidy and his surprising ending, go to our website, WFIT.org.